Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
I could not have said it better myself. Here's Caroline. How are you doing, Caroline?
Hi, Jason. I'm okay. You know, you mentioned Mercury retrograde, so yeah, it's hitting pretty hard.
Is it? What is it? Wait a minute. Explain very quickly. What's your star? What's your sign that makes it?
Well, it's a time happens 3 or 4 times a year, and what happens is that it kind of runs amok with your technology, communication. It's a time that you're not supposed to start new projects, sign new contracts, and just get stuff cleaned up.
It's your menstrual cycle for computers. That's what
it
is.
Yeah, well, for everybody. And but what's really fun is this full moon in Pisces on Friday that's really wreaking havoc.
Is that right?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
a Piscean. Does it affect me? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? What's going to happen?
I don't know, but just... keep your eyes open.
You don't know. You can't say watch out. What am I supposed to do? Stay in bed on Friday?
I'm sure you're feeling it right now. I definitely am.
Am I?
Definitely.
I've always got this, you know, low-grade kind of malaise. I think it's fear. It's probably fear of death.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't know. No idea.
Winds are changing, so things are moving, changing, so... that's what's going on. But I would much rather talk about the Crystal Cove Alliance with my buddy here, Laura Davick. Hi, Laura. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How's it going? You feeling Mercury retrograde?
Well, I think I might be now. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's so great to be here.
Yeah, it's been three years almost since you've been here. You were one of my first guests. So it's great to have you back, and I'm really excited to talk about the upcoming gala and all the awesome projects that you have going on at the Alliance. Laura, by the way, is the founder and vice president of the Crystal Cove Alliance. And she's a founder because she grew up at Crystal Cove back when it was sort of squatter heaven, where like all the work of the day was who gets to raise the martini flag. It's my kind of place. I love that. 5 o'clock bugle, martini flag goes up. I'm sure it was a great time.
Yes, it was.
But you have done so much to restore the cottages that are at Crystal Cove and all the amazing environmental projects that we are going to talk about right now.
Well, great. Well, thanks. And it's great to be here. And for those of your listeners that are not familiar, we're the nonprofit partner down at Crystal Cove State Park. So we work with state parks and we help with all kinds of things from restoration to education and conservation programs. Mm-hmm. We also manage the Crystal Cove Beach Cottages and the concessions, as well as a lot of work with state parks on the restoration projects. So today I thought in our time, I wanted to go over some of the highlights of what's happening with in our organization, touch on a few of those, and then go into our soiree, which is our big event coming up on October 1st. So maybe just starting with some of the highlights. Most people know us as the organization that's been instrumental in preserving the cottages for public use, but I also like people to think that that's really kind of the tip of the iceberg. Crystal Cove has a very broad mission of not only restoration, but education and conservation programs as well. The last 2017, this last year, has been a very exciting year. It's been a year of major transformation within our organization. Many of you, I'm sure, probably remember our former president, Harry Helling, who was with us for about 7 years. He went down and accepted a position down at the Birch Aquarium, down at Scripps Institute. And so that occurred back in October of last year. So since then, we've gone through a period of reflection, if you will, in really looking at stepping back and saying, okay, where are we today? Where are we going? And what are the most important initiatives for this park? And so it was an excellent opportunity to do that. A lot of changes were made. First and foremost, our board sat down and spent quite a bit of time kind of re-envisioning the organization. And I will say that one of the most, probably the biggest initiatives that came out of that was a restructuring and bringing meaning our two companies, our nonprofit, Crystal Cove Alliance, and our for-profit, Crystal Cove Beach Cottages, together under one CEO. So once we made that decision, we then decided to launch a nationwide search to look for a new leader for not only just Crystal Cove Alliance, but for both of our entities. And so that was an exciting time. So we hired a professional search firm. We reached out to about 2,000 people nationwide. And lo and behold, we have we selected a new leader, which I could not be more excited about. Her name is Alex Hobbs.
And love that.
She comes from Heal the Bay. She's a very strong environmental nonprofit leader dedicated to many of the same things that we are, you know, water quality, conservation, education. And so she came to us about 4 weeks ago. So
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
really
great.
Exciting. So I'd love to have her on the show and come down and join you as well so she can talk a little bit more about her vision. But I will just say that Crystal Cove is in extremely capable hands, and that is something that is so important for this park.
Let me just interject for the listeners out there that don't know where Crystal Cove is. It's just north of Laguna Beach, just south of Newport Beach. It's a stretch of beach and mountain.
It's virtually 3.2 miles of, I think, Orange County's most pristine coastline.
I think it's like one of the world's most beautiful beaches. I mean, I've traveled a lot, and I swear it's the most beautiful place. So if you're visiting, you must check out Crystal Cove. And it's everything you imagine a California coastline to be. It just really is that fantasy vision.
Yes. And, you know, in addition to the coastal strip, there's 2,400 acres in the backcountry. So if you like to hike and mountain bike
up there,
That's great. There's also a campground down at Morro Canyon. We also have the new Burns Environmental Study Loop, which is part of one of our education areas down in North in Morro Canyon. So it has something for everybody, whether you're into history, the arts, the environment, just checking out and really going to a place where you can kind of, it's almost like a kind of a spiritual experience.
I mean, think so.
You go down there, you recharge, you step back, and you walk back in time. And walking down that beach, it's a place where people can go to recharge in our hectic day-to-day lives that we are all leading.
And it's also one of the only places that you can actually eat on the sand at the Beachcomber restaurant,
yes, exactly.
Which is really, really wonderful.
So
and at Christmas time, the Christmas tree is on the sand and is the best photo op ever. Anyway, let's continue. I know you have a lot to talk about.
So I just want to touch on a little bit. You know, Crystal Cove Alliance is really committed to developing innovative science and education programs to provide opportunities for students to participate in really authentic science. And so what we've been doing, the three areas we've been bringing students into are offshore in the underwater park and our marine protected area citizen science cruises. Also down at the Burns Environmental Study Loop, we have 8 citizen science learning stations. And then lastly, within the historic district in various areas, including our park and marine research facility. So in the last year, our programs have increased by 47%, which we're very excited about. And about 73% of the revenue that we raise for education scholarships are funding Title I schools. We think that's important. So more than 3,000 children have had direct impact through these programs. And it's to the point now where our education programs are really outpacing our ability to fund them. So that's one of the reasons why our soiree is so important, which I'll come back to in a minute. Also, just want to touch very quickly on the restoration. So, you know, as you know, we've been committed to restoring all of the cottages down at Crystal Cove. To date, working with state parks, we have restored 29 of the 46 cottages. A lot of people come down and they go, oh, it looks great. It's all done. But there's still those last 17 cottages on that North Beach, those last 17, which is a significant project for an organization like us to take on. But I will say the last 3 years we've spent working with Coastal Commission, and we are at this point looking forward to a December hearing to get our permits. So from that point forward, that will be another milestone for us.
Yeah, and those cottages are so unique because they are restored to what years? 40s?
1935 to 1955.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really, like you said, taking a step back in time, and because it is so mellow and there's no construction, you know, you feel like you're back in the coast the way it used to be. Way
and
back
that's exactly,
when, which is the most
you know, that's exactly
unique
what,
opportunity.
What we want people to feel when they walk into that historic district, it's like, oh my gosh, where did this come from?
Yeah.
And that you really do step back in time. All the cottages are furnished with historically accurate furnishings.
Yep.
All the colors are the original colors, and they're all restored back to the period of what's considered historical significance. So, you know, it's listed on the National Register as an important historic resource, and it's also one of California's newest historical landmarks. So,
okay. Oh, cool.
And
okay.
It's, you know, it's one of those places when you think about Orange County and what's worth preserving and what can be preserved, I think it's really one of Orange County's most iconic historic resources.
I 100% agree. Okay, so you want to talk about the gala?
I would love to talk about the gala. So this year we have made a decision to change the name of gala. It's now Soiree.
Soiree
is taking on a kind of a new look and feel. And this year, the soiree will be held on October 1st. It starts at 5:30. And this is our annual fundraising event for the entire year, the most important event we hold. It will be a farm-to-table setting. And once again, we are absolutely so excited that Pelican Hill Resort has come back again as our title sponsor. And you can look forward to a cocktail reception, amazing appetizers and hors d'oeuvres, and a three-course sit-down dinner. So Pelican Hill knows how to do it right, and I'm sure they will do it right again
that
this year.
That is for sure. The food there is fantastic. Uh-huh. And let's make sure that everyone knows that the event is at the Bluff
Within Crystal Cove.
Yep. And is not at Pelican Hill.
Correct.
Which
yes. A lot of people get that confused.
Exactly.
So you're outside on the bluff overlooking the ocean in an amazing setting.
Yep.
And at this point, if you're interested in learning more, you can go to Crystal Cove Alliance, to our website, crystalcovealliance.org, and click on Gala or Soiree. And you can still become a sponsor, an underwriter, or purchase a ticket. So at this point, I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 30 to 40 tickets left. So grab some of your friends, bring them all down, come on down, join us. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Yeah, it's one of my most favorite events of the year. Location, cause, it's got everything going on, and the people that go are really great. It's a wonderful group of people that support Crystal Cove Alliance.
It really is.
Sure.
There's so many longtime supporters from this community that come together. So it's a huge celebration. It really is. And this year, we have some great entertainment. The California Honey Drops will be there, and they were performing recently with Bonnie Raitt, and they are going to just turn things upside down. We'll be dancing on the dance floor till late that night. And the other thing that you can do, and this is a real opportunity, we have an opportunity drawing for a three-night stay in Cottage Number 14, which is called the South Beach Suite. It's mm-hmm. our very, very best unit. And so you can go onto our website and you can purchase a ticket for $100, or you could purchase 7 for $500, and you do not need to be present to win. And the winning ticket is pulled that night. And a three-night stay, I have to tell you, it's world-class. It's a world-class
heaven.
Opportunity.
It's heaven. And I have to let everyone know that to even get a reservation at the cottages is not easy. You have to call in 6 months ahead of time, and they book up like in seconds. It's like a harder ticket than the Rolling Stones, or I don't know who's bigger.
This is true. And I do tell people
is a great opportunity drawing. Yeah.
And
for
I do
sure.
tell people if they want to learn more about Crystal Cove, I do a tour on the third Sunday of every month. It's from 12 to 2. The only month we don't do it is in December when we're doing the tree lighting event. So, but come on down on the tour, and we go through the cottages. We take about 2 hours. We go inside probably 8 to 10 of the cottages and just take a really nice leisurely walk through and give you some tips on rentals as well.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we're speaking with Laura Davik here, who is the founder and vice president of the Crystal Cove Alliance. And Laura, why don't you give the website one more time as we wrap up?
Yes, it's crystalcovealliance.org.
Well, it's great to see you, and thank you so, so much for sharing all this great information. And if you want to volunteer, participate in any of their programs, check out their website as well, right?
Great, yeah, yes. Yeah. And thanks so much for allowing us to come on today.
Oh, it's great to see you.
Great fun.
Excellent. And if you have any other awesome people that you want me to interview, please contact the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page. Let me know, and I will consider it. So, Jason, do you want to do it with me again this week?
I love it.
All right. So,
you ready?
This is Caroline. Until next time, make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.